Over 300,000 signed petition demanding a special counsel to investigate Biden family corruption. By Hannah Blow on July 12, 2021. Over 300,000 people have signed a Judicial Watch petition asking a special counsel to be appointed to investigate alleged Biden family corruption following years of allegations of pay-for-play schemes and questions looming around Hunter Biden's business dealings with China and his role on the board of the Ukrainian oligarch-owned energy company Burisma, particularly as his father served as vice president at the time. There is substantial evidence, from documents and witness statements, that the Biden family, including President Joe Biden, may have been involved in criminal activity involving, among other issues, foreign entities tied to Ukraine and China. The government watchdog's petition states, noting that Hunter has already acknowledged that he is the target of an FBI criminal investigation. A special counsel should immediately be appointed because the Biden Justice Department is conflicted in investigating any matter that could implicate President Biden or his immediate family, the petition adds. Nearly 310,000 people signed the petition as of Monday afternoon. The petition has a goal of 500,000 signatures. There is plenty of substantial evidence, from documents and witness statements, that the Biden family, including President Joe Biden, may have been involved in criminal activity involving, among other issues, foreign entities tied to Ukraine and China, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said. Hunter has acknowledged that he is the target of an FBI criminal investigation, and he's on to his next corrupt enterprise, secretly selling his ink blow paintings, in a scheme concocted by the Biden White House. A special counsel needs to be appointed immediately because the Biden Justice Department is conflicted in investigating any matter that could implicate President Biden or his immediate family. Breitbart News has detailed the mounting allegations of Biden family corruption extensively. One of the most well-known examples of this centers around Hunter's involvement on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian oligarch-owned oil and gas company, which paid him tens of thousands of dollars per month despite his lack of experience in the energy sector or Ukraine in general. At the time, Hunter's then-vice president father was the point person negotiating U.S. policy with Ukraine. After leaving office, Joe Biden later bragged about how he threatened to withhold U.S. assistance to Ukraine unless Ukrainian officials fired a prosecutor who had launched a corruption investigation into the company that had hired Hunter. Hunter also came under criticism for his lucrative business dealings with state-owned entities in China. As Breitbart News senior contributor and Secret Empires author Peter Schweitzer has reported in detail. In China, Hunter travels with his father in December 2013. Aboard Air Force Two. While his father is meeting with Chinese officials, Hunter Biden is doing we don't know what. But the evidence becomes clear because 10 days after they return to Washington, his small boutique investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, gets a $1 billion deal, the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President explained during a 2019 appearance with Sean Hannity. Now, the Biden White House is facing controversy over the scandal-plagued son's venture into the art world, which is already shrouded in secrecy, as confirmed by last year's bipartisan Senate investigation. Critics fear Hunter will attempt to cash in on the Biden family name through this new venture, as his art is already slated to sell at what some say are inflated prices, up to $500,000. And anybody who buys it would be guaranteed instant profit. Alex Acevedo, owner of the Alexander Gallery in Midtown Manhattan, told the New York Post he's the president's son. Everybody would want a piece of that. The provenance is impeccable. Hunter is working with Soho art dealer Georges Burgess, who is expected to sell Hunter's art this fall. The White House, meanwhile, is crafting a plan to make the buyers of his art remain anonymous, even to the artist himself. This is an absurd solution, Breitbart News senior contributor and Profiles in Corruption author Peter Schweitzer told Breitbart News. The only way to address these issues is with greater transparency, not less, he continued. Their proposed solution is greater secrecy, not transparency. And they are essentially saying, trust us. Joe and Hunter Biden's track record on such matters gives us no reason to trust them.